cabinet members and high-ranking science advisors from 25 governments will convene on the White House tomorrow to discuss the Arctic. It's billed as the first ever White House Arctic Science Ministerial. The aim is to pool science resources from around the globe to better understand the rapid changes in the Arctic and also what those changes mean for other regions.
The Arctic is a foreshadow, it's an augury, it's a preview of what is coming our way in the rest of the world.
Mark Brzezinski is the top White House liaison to the Arctic.
The sooner and the more effectively we get in front of that scientifically, the better off we all will be.
One of the themes of the meeting is the need for better and more coordinated observation in the Arctic. Brzezinski says that includes traditional knowledge from indigenous people.
After all, they are the first people of the Arctic. They, more than anyone else, can report on changing patterns, whether flora or fauna or weather or ice.
Among the attendees are representatives of the Athabascan, the Gwich'in, the Inuit, and Sami people. 30 Alaska Native leaders met with U.S. delegation today to air their concerns and priorities. Former Alaska Lieutenant Governor Fran Ulmer, who now chairs the U.S. Arctic Research Commission, says countries well beyond the Arctic are sending science ministers to the conference.
You have countries from Italy and India and China coming because they're not only willing to contribute scientists to this work, but understand that what happens in the Arctic is really impacting them in terms of sea level rise and mid-latitude climate change.
Documents from the ministerial will be posted after tomorrow's meeting on arctic.gov. Ulmer says they'll include two pages from each country summarizing the Arctic science they're conducting.